podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
And I'm recording.
I've been recording.
I am recording.
Don't do it, Tim. Don't do it.
Oh, it is too fucking late.
It's a trap.
It's being done. It's a trap. I was listening to an old Tancast where someone requested you, Noah, do a joke in his Admiral Akbar voice. And Noah's like, I have an Admiral Akbar voice? Noah was like, I'm not Ralph Garman. I don't do a bunch of impressions.
Noah just tells people when it is and is not a trap. That's all. That's all, baby.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast. I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we call it Tancast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour, and it's a good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if he wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But if you ask, like, if you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? I'm probably the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church and someone cuts off.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the A in Tancast.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's
blah, 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 blah.
Not that one. That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes.
Oh, I think it is that one.
Well, you're wrong.
Fair enough.
Nope. It's going to be blue, blue, blue.
I don't think so.
Blue, blue, blue.
Oh, Noah.
Blue.
You make me sad.
All right, let's get out of this rut with some tan raffs.
We like to tell jokes to you every week in the segment that we call the Tan Lace. Tim is a comedian, and he could write the jokes, but he's a big, fat, lazy ass. So we have to turn to you, send them in, or we'll be screwed, to your mom at tancast.com. Now it's time to hear the jokes that we got from all you folks. Yes, bitch, it's Tan Raff time.
What a country.
Some tan raffs. Some lacist tan raffs.
Yay! Lacism.
It's what's for dinner.
And lunch. So this one was sent to me by Gary, and here it comes. Why is it under...
That is a funny joke.
Tim talk fail.
Tim has problems reading, as I'm sure Noah will love to point out later in this episode.
I was just thinking about that, actually.
Yeah, of course you were. Why is it hard to understand Miss Piggy on the phone?
Because she got a dick in her mouth.
Got a little frog in her throat.
That is correct. She's got a frog in her throat. Get it? Kermit is a frog. It's a blowjob joke. Miss Piggy is blowing Kermit, who is a frog. While not all of Kermit is in her throat, the expression paints the appropriate picture in the audience's head. It also is important to know that having a frog in one's throat is a colloquialism in the English-speaking cultures of the world, meaning that it is difficult to speak due to an obstruction. Normally, the obstruction is phlegm or saliva, but in this joke, it's Kermit the Frog's penis.
Yeah, he added that as well?
Yes, I loved it. It was like twice as long as a joke.
I thought that was all off the top of your head.
No, and you could tell when I stumbled on the reading. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
On another note, any plans to do stand-up in NorCal? I wonder how far is NorCal? Like farther north than the Bay Area? If so, no. If the Bay Area, no. I don't have any immediate bookings at this time, but stay tuned to Tancast for all your Tim Babb performing live needs, and I will start mentioning them, I swear. Oh yeah, December 6th at Rooster Teeth Feathers. Good thing my fucking agent is in the back. I'll be performing with Dave Burley, so December 6th, Rooster Teeth Feathers, mark your calendar, love it.
Yay!
Another note that is different from the first one, are you still accepting listener-submitted intros? Not really, but... should we?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Go for it.
I mean, we
make no promises we'll use it.
Fair enough.
Should we pull the curtain back and let people know why we did the listener intro last time?
I think, didn't we let them know?
Well, I mean, they know that you got divorced. I don't know that we necessarily said, yeah, it was getting kind of awkward to continue to have her voice on the intro.
Ah, well, there you go. That is why.
So do you want that said, or do you want me to cut that out?
I don't care. It's fine.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, that was why it abruptly changed. But I think I came up with a good explanation for why we changed it.
Yep. Hey, we've been using this forever. Let's do some listener intros. And that was a lot of fun when it happened. And then suddenly we just had a different intro when we came back.
Well, because I did want to start using stand-up intros. And I'm going to try and come up with a couple of different ones. So it's like my stand-up explaining how my stand-up is different from this thing that you're about to hear. But it's also a joke in my act that I use to sell my CDs. Our CDs.
Very good.
Which reminds me, I also need to start putting, like Doug Benson does, saying where he's going to be or something. When he does dates, he mentions them ahead of time. Because when I sell these Tancast CDs, I'm sure somebody listens to the show, and it would be in, like, the newest one that I've just edited hasn't gone up yet, so there's no, like, chance for me to go, hey, thanks for buying a CD, like I would to the people who bought a CD when I was just at Bunjo's in Dublin over the weekend. Thanks for buying a CD. Hope you enjoyed the show. I assume you did. Why else would you pay me money?
Maybe they just feel
this
sorry
sucks.
For you.
Here's $5.
That guy's got a fucking kid. Oh, man. You need to help him out.
And look at him. He is clearly not cut out for manual labor.
I don't even know if he's eating well.
He's down a tooth.
It's hard to chew. I was going to say that. I love that Tim now has his Andy is fat thing.
Hooray.
Yay. It's just the go-to Tim joke.
So, oh, like his missing tooth is like his Andy is fat thing?
Yes.
What do I got?
Big dick.
Well, yeah, you got the dick. It's a killer. Dick, 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 dick. Sorry.
I don't know why. It was a very long running joke last night. About Noah's dick. More on that later. We'll continue with the Dan laugh.
Excellent. All right, I'll go next.
Do it.
This one comes to us from Jahiro.
I need Jahiro. I'm old enough for Jahiro till the 10 laugh starts.
All right.
I will be
Jahiro, baby.
Thank you, Enrique. Why are we whispering?
I will wash away the tears.
If I was closer, I would totally snap you with this rubber band.
Sweet.
Anyways, two rabbits were chased by a pack of wolves into a dense thicket. After a few minutes, one rabbit turns to the other and says, well, do you want to make a run for it, or stay here a few days and outnumber them? Three guys go to a ski lodge, and there aren't enough rooms, so they have to share a bed. In the middle of the night, the guy on the right wakes up and says, I had this wild, vivid dream of getting a hand job. The guy on the left wakes up and goes, I had the same dream. Then the guy in the middle goes, huh, that's funny, I dreamed I was skiing.
That means he was joking their cocks.
It does.
So dirty.
Dirty.
Oh, Jahiro also asks if we could send a You're Doing It shout out to listener Adam. So Adam, you're doing it.
You are doing it, Adam.
You done did it.
You're doing it.
You rode that queef.
You're doing it.
You rode the shit out of that queef.
Hmm. Also, he says Star Trek and cooking by the book makes him think of Tancast. And then gives us a link. I'm going to have to take a look at this.
Yes.
Amuse me, Internet.
That is what you're here for.
It's a you'rethemannowdog.com.
Mine's only 60% loaded. I don't know what Andy's laughing at.
Picard does love cake. He just got this grin and eating cake. there's like...
It's not the remix.
Nope.
That would have been sweet if the remix.
Yeah, and Picard just keeps nodding and eating cake.
He's like, this cake's delicious.
Yeah, rub that shit. It's yours, bitch.
That's what I was waiting for. Rub that shit. It's yours, bitch.
I was like, is this the remix?
Grab his dick. It's yours, bitch.
Whoa. Slow it down. All right, Noah, tan laugh.
I have some, and I will read them now. They are from plan. Gary. They are
your
mama jokes.
Oh, it's a Gary double dip this week.
It was almost a Gary triple dip, but I just couldn't bring myself to do that.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Is so fat. When she
hauls
ass.
Is so loose.
She has to make two trips.
When she does what? She has to make two trips?
When she hauls ass, she has to make two trips.
Uh-huh.
Read it again. Yo mama is so fat. When she hauls ass, she has to make two trips.
Ha ha ha. That's a fat mama.
Yo mama is so fat. She's 36, 24, 36. But that's her forearm, neck, and thigh. Yo mama's so fat. When she runs, she makes the CD player skip at the radio station. Oh!
Oh! They don't use CDs at a radio station.
No, they just fuck up.
I'm ruining the joke.
That is, in the vernacular, a huge bitch.
Anything else? Noah?
Come on, Noah, tell us more about our mothers.
That's it. I'm done.
That's it. He's tapped out.
No more.
I wonder if anybody's ever gone into a snaps contest and just been, like, exceedingly nice. Like, Mormon nice. Like, your mother is so kind and generous. You think you can win that way? Just, like, shock everybody?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I think you get booed immediately. Mm. Oh, Zach had a funny joke last night.
Was it about Noah's penis?
No.
Oh.
Did you, hear about the hipster that burned his mouth?
No.
He ate the pizza before it was cool.
Can't believe I'm laughing at that.
That's funny.
I had pizza last night.
We had pizza last night.
Yes. Oh.
You alright?
Yeah. It just...
Did you have to pay a heavy toll for that pizza?
No, I didn't pay a heavy toll, but it was just like... I took a huge jump this morning. I think it was because of that pizza.
Excellent.
I think that's the toll I was referring to.
Yes.
Well, all right. I mean, I guess. It wasn't like I was like, oh, this sucks. I'm just like, I looked down and it's like a little mountain in the little sea of toilet.
You didn't have to pay on this side of the bridge, but you had to pay when you exited the tunnel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 this song
Noah's
we're singing. Singing
Noah's
to song.
God damn, I cannot do that low note.
Oh.
I can go lower than that. I can get all the way down. You know what I'm saying? Hello, guys. Anyways. So, how was everyone's week?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Excellent.
How was your fucking week?
Not bad up until Thursday.
What happened Thursday?
Thursday, I unexpectedly found out that some medication my wife was on was apparently making her hypertensive.
Well, then this silly accent is no longer appropriate.
Oh, no, it's still appropriate. Yeah, it's always fun when a nurse goes, you should call your GP, and if they can't see you, then you should go to the emergency room.
We're I like, think that is fun.
Like, oh, well.
That's like a party.
Well, shit. So she's much better now. Well, she still feels kind of crappy. But, yeah, she's doing better. She is no longer in imminent danger of having a heart attack. So, yay!
Hooray!
That's always quite good.
That's always a reason to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, we're on our way to the doctor. You know, I'm driving because she's, like, kind of concerned and freaked out. And I was just being totally blasé about it. Like, oh, I'm sure it's going to be fine. We're going to get to the doctor. And it's going to turn out that you're just, you know, feeling a little tense and whatever. Your blood pressure is going to be down. And it'll all just work out. And just, you know, relentless positivism just pouring out of me. Inside, I'm like, holy fuck, my wife's going to die. Go, red light. Go, turn green. So,
So Bear wasn't really driving?
Hmm?
I said Bear wasn't driving.
No. Bear's not driving. How can that be? So, anybody else have good news this week? Maybe a little, had a little candy and enjoyed it? Maybe, went for a walk and saw a pretty flower?
So, Andy, I realized the place I'm working is right, like, spitting distance from the place you used to work.
I've had so many jobs, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Well, oh, none of the ones you worked at in fucking Georgia, dipweed.
I had a bunch of jobs in California, too.
You had no jobs in California except hand and blow.
Oh, well, yes, this is true.
Oh, well, it was a job you worked at out with Alan and Ian.
Oh, yeah. So you're... Oh, duh.
Yes, when you said place I used to work used to be right by Santa Clara University.
Yep, the same place.
Place you used, yep, okay. Exactly.
Man, when I got that job, I was like, holy shit, I am getting paid. Now I look back at how much I was making back then, I was like, shit, I would never take that little again.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, also my circumstances have changed. I'm the only one earning money in my house right now, so.
Hmm.
So I sort of have a need to not. And honestly, yeah, I mean, if it was that or not work, I would take that money again.
Hmm.
What I was really trying to say was that 24-year-old Andy had different ideas of what was big income compared to 34-year-old Andy.
Hmm.
It does change.
Also, 24-year-old Andy used a lot of that money to buy beer. I mean, a lot. Woo. Actually, just a lot of money to buy beer, but a lot of money to buy hard alcohol.
Silly bastard.
I know. Part of me thinks if I could go back and just shake that Andy and say, hey, invest that. It would be great to have that in the future. The rest of me thinks I'd go back there and just start drinking with him.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up and have a beer.
All right. I'll have all the beer that you're not drinking, pansy.
Noah, your week? How was it?
I'm trying to think of anything interesting happened this week. I don't feel like it did. Sick of the week. But yeah, yesterday we had a game night.
In celebration of your birthday, like 4 months ago.
It was last month. And
4 months ago.
We learned that Tim doesn't know the difference between coma and comma when reading it.
Hmm.
This is especially unhelpful in the game of Pictionary.
Wow.
Reminds me of my denotate debacle. My wife is laughing in the background right now.
So I'm assuming it was coma, C-O-M-A, that you were supposed to be drawing.
That yes. is correct.
All right. Because I cannot think of how to get somebody to draw a comma without putting a dot and a tail.
Neither. Exactly. Well, Tim had an idea. It just was not working out for him.
It's funny. In the car ride home, my wife was trying to analyze that idea and how flawed it was. Because so my idea was I drew the album art from the Grammar Girl podcast and then an iPod so that people I would get them there to the Grammar Girl podcast. And then my wife was like, okay, let's say they made the leap to Grammar Girl. Then what?
Yeah, I'd be all over Grammar Girl, punctuation.
I was saying towards the end of the night, I don't think a single one of the things I drew was guessed. I think I failed at everything I tried.
Did you? No, I'm pretty sure we guessed something you did.
I don't think so.
But it was mostly by accident.
If you did, it was one thing, and that's it.
Man, when we were kids, like, I don't know, 13, 14, somewhere around there, we actually had to take Pictionary off the table of things that could
be played.
Because
your brother would get so upset he would give himself a fever.
I have told this story not only to you, but on Tancast. Well, fuck me in the goat ass. All right, well, I'm done. I've officially said all of my words. Good night.
Got that shit. It's yours, bitch.
But so... Oh, we also played Scattergories, and one of the categories was things that were long enough to tie in a knot. And I said,
I
Noah's
know the
penis.
Very first thing I would have said.
I can't remember what the letter was for that, though.
I think it was P, was it?
Was it?
Penis.
You did?
Yes.
I thought you didn't.
No, I put penis
yeah,
for
you're right.
The penis.
That's right, you did, you did. Because I put it for the next question, which was things that are soft. It can be. Oh, another good Tim use of reading skills. The very first round, the letter was W, and I wrote all B words. Like, as soon as Noah said his first answer, I'm like, wait, what? What are you doing? Oh. I fail at life.
Excellent.
I would still like to point out, we only played 3 rounds, and I missed an entire first round because I didn't get any points, obviously, because you don't get points for B words in a W round.
Yeah.
I still beat Jeff.
You know what would be awesome? Is if you still got points because you misspelled W words with Bs. Wait, no, other way around.
Tim was, I mean, Jeff was really, very appreciative of that fact. Tim pointed out that fact.
What? Fuck you. I'm still beating Jeff. All right. Now I'm curious to find out if I can tie my penis into a knot. I've never tried it before.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, because what if it sticks?
Haven't you ever gotten like a knot in a string, then you can't get it out?
Yeah. And I can just imagine, like, if it starts to get a little bit happy, but it's all, like, bent around itself.
Yeah, no good. No good.
Yeah, and there's just no control in that thing.
That would be unfortunate.
Can like you imagine shoelaces? That trip to the emergency room? All right, well, let me see it. Holy shit, what did you do? Well,
you have you ever seen Puppetry of the Penis? Me either, so I was trying to improvise.
Oh, wait, the game night was good. People came out. It was enjoyable. We had pizza. Yeah, Tim trying to draw Kamo. That was a highlight of the night.
Oh, and then Stephanie cheating. That was good.
I wasn't there for that, but...
So Jeff looks at the card and then puts it down face up. Next, and it's like it's an all play, so it's boys against girls, and he puts it down face up, right, and he's sitting right next to Stephanie, and they're like, maybe we should turn that over so nobody could see it. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, well, Stephanie totally saw it. And Stephanie's like, no, I didn't see it. And literally, Danelle puts her pencil on the paper for like a second and a half. Not even a second and a half. Maybe a half second. And she yells, chandelier! I'm like, come on. That is bullshit.
Bullshit.
And she's like, well, no, she drew at the top of the page, so I knew it was a chandelier. I'm like, bullshit. Look, you know we all thought you looked. At least wait a second before you yell out the answer.
Guess a couple wrong ones first. Candle.
Yeah, something.
Light bulb. Chandelier.
And so the rest of the game, we kept giving her shit for that, which she found less and less amusing as the night went on.
Yeah.
No. Actually, she found it unamusing right off the bat, so okay. It really got much less amusing than
well,
that.
Well, you can start at completely unamusing and then get worse from there.
Tunneling down into zero.
You can get into infuriating and raging.
No, I never got there.
Okay. I think you guys just require a high pain tolerance from your friends.
Yep.
Very good.
It's one of the things you have to sign in the contract.
Yep. You want to be my friend? Well, I will kick you in the nuts repeatedly, just on random occasions. Will I let things drop? No, not contractually obligated, so I'm going to say no.
Speaking of kicking you in the nuts, I used this review about several things last night, but I originally used it when Danelle and I were watching the show Criminal Minds. I was like, this show loves to kick you in the dick. Like, thanks for watching. Let me kick you in the dick. Because, like, most shows, especially, you know, like, Crime Drop, Law and Order, CSI, things like that, somebody dies in the beginning, they spend the rest of the show figuring out who did it, and then they catch them at the end. Criminal Minds, someone dies in the beginning, someone dies a little bit after that, someone else dies in the middle, but that's always the worst one, because it looks like they might get away. You're like, oh, this, because sometimes that is the person you then follow through the rest of the episode, and they get dramatically rescued in the last 5 minutes. But other times, they just die right after the commercial break.
It's like, oh, shit, how are they going to get out of that? Oh, they're not.
And then, spoiler, the most recent episode, one of the guys on the team has an ex-wife who came back into his life, and all of a sudden he was into, and then it turned out she had some disease and she wanted him. I know, I just wasn't going to say. Danelle's giving me the deets in the background. It was ALS, in case anyone cares.
All right.
And so she wanted him to help her die or whatever with dignity before the disease got bad. And I was like, fuck, this is Criminal Minds. This isn't going to happen off camera.
Yeah.
It didn't.
Wow. Speaking of people dying on camera, Dexter, man. That show is fucking great.
Dude, yes.
Pim doesn't watch it.
Nope.
It's it can be tough to watch sometimes, but man, I don't know what it is. If it's just like there's that little vicarious thrill or whatever of watching a serial killer kill other serial killers, or if it is like, because I find myself rooting for him, you know, not to win, not to kill the worst guys, because let's be honest, he's a bad guy. It's more like I keep rooting for him to like find his humanity.
There it is. It's under a bush.
Yep. Oh, it was hiding behind that car.
It was standing next to Waldo.
That is a show that does occasionally kick you in the dick, however.
I do want to see it, but yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it.
Sounds like it.
That is a show that occasionally kills off a major character.
Oh, I'm aware.
Oh. What's out Noah's window?
Cops.
Cops is filmed on location outside Noah's window.
In front of a live Noah's window.
Yeah, I remember, I mean, like, you know, I spoiled some of the stuff with me because Stephanie was watching it for a while, and I wanted to see, because I heard someone big was going to die in one season, and I was like, who is it going to be? Oh, in the Trinity Killer season.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
Yeah, and then I found out. I was like, oh, shit.
I found out about that by reading Wikipedia.
You should read
it. And I wasn't even there to get the spoiler. I was there. Like, we'd let them all stack up on the DVR. Well, my wife had let them all stack up on the DVR, because every time I mention it, she's like, I'm not in the mood to go see Dexter right now.
Did you hear that? That was Andy's wife getting thrown under a bus.
No. My wife, she was perfectly within her right, because, like I said, people die. People die right on screen. I am not going to fault her for saying, I'm not really in the mood for watching that right now.
Oh, honey, no. There's no bus coming. Just step right into the street.
All right, well, fuck you both. Anyways, so they'd stacked up. We're working our way. We're like halfway through the season. I went to look up something about some other random character, and there it was, just spoiler, right on Wikipedia. It's like, I know how this season ends.
Do-da. I know how this season ends. Do-da-do-da-day.
Know how the season ends. It ends with my balls.
Dexter's the sort of show where it's named after one of the characters, and I'm still not entirely convinced that they're not just going to go ahead and kill him off at some point.
They won't.
That'd be a surprising way to end the series. They won't. Like, not announce it, and all of a sudden, Dexter's dead.
There's no way that wouldn't get out.
That's true.
There's too many people involved with the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
would be an interesting end to the show.
Yeah.
Yep. Be interesting they brought Jesus back, too. That's not going to happen either.
Sorry, Get Christians. Yourself. You're waiting for nothing.
No, I just said Dexter isn't going to bring Jesus back. I didn't say Jesus isn't coming back.
I know, but I just decided to go the worst way possible with it.
Well, oh, they're bringing Jesus back.
We're bringing Jesus back.
Yeah!
You fucking pagans don't know how to act.
Yeah!
He'll turn water to Cavassier.
Hey!
What the fuck? That doesn't even rhyme.
I know. I just want to give him a hate.
I sing this song so tell you Tim is gay. Hey. I suck.
Yeah, you do. Jesus, stop it.
I did not sleep well last night.
You're ruining what is already a horrible podcast.
Mm-hmm. Can't stop, won't stop.
We were talking about Grammar Girl last night, and I was saying about how she agreed to be on the show via Twitter. And, Jeff was like, that would be a huge boost in visibility for you guys. And I was like, yeah, maybe we could get her. We could be a part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Tancast Quick and Dirty Tips for Shitty Podcasting.
Well, first of all, don't check your mics. Second of all...
get a computer that randomly shuts off without warning.
Third of all, find the echoiest room in your house and then sit right next to the wall. Fourth of all,
right next to the wall.
Have Andy's voice.
Aww.
That always helps. You hear me out there, people? I'm raping your ears.
How's it feel?
Your ears were dressed that way. They knew they wanted it.
I saw those earmuffs.
I'm going to go see Moneyball today.
Excellent. I'm going to see my balls today.
And go get some chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I'm going to have chicken and waffles as well. These are going to be like, not I wouldn't say authentic. Not soul food style chicken and waffles, though. But I'm told it is good, so I would like to try it. Yeah, that's all. That's all, baby. Chicken waffles, money ball. It's a good Saturday. Hello? Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
You're just going to see chicken and waff?
Okay, everybody stop talking.
Did we lose Tim?
Hello?
Did I lose both of you? Holy shit. Awesome. Skype went down. Like a cheap whore. Like your mom. Oh, that kicks ass. It's me. My internet's down.
All right. So, we're back, sort of. You may notice the lack of diarrhea in your pants. That is because Andy's internet went down. So, this could ostensibly be the end of the episode. No, how do you think it went so far?
Excellent. Best episode ever.
I think you're full of shenanigans, sir.
Some, maybe.
So if he calls... How do you want to play this? Do you want to wait around to see if he calls back?
No. I got places to be.
Well, I mean, we'd still be recording anyway.
Well, for another 10 minutes.
When will we ever end at 11, sir?
Well, I wanted to keep it tight today. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you should have fucking mentioned that sooner.
I mean, we were around for a little bit. Yeah. So?
That was Shitcast for this week. I think that's the first time we've actually failed so intensely that we had to stop the episode. Well, no, there was one time when I was in L.A. that my computer wasn't working right, and we didn't realize it till the next day. But we at least recorded a whole episode the next day. But the plus side is we're recording again on Wednesday, so it won't be that long.
You won't have to wait long. It's okay, baby.
Yeah, and we'll get to my high five topic next week.
Sounds good.
And the show should be out on Friday of next week.
The Wednesday one.
Yeah, the one we record Wednesday will be out Friday, gotcha. Hopefully. And then hopefully that'll be the pattern from then on.
Take out your dicks! What?
I don't know, I was trying to end it with something exciting.
Did you say take out your dicks?
No, yes. A little bit.
Maybe. I was thinking, where is the term heterosexual life partner? Is that from a specific Kevin Smith movie, or is it just something they just say in general?
I believe he said it in Dogma. When he introduced himself to... Jay says it to Bethany.
Oh, okay. I would just think about that.
There you go. And knowing is half the battle. Noah's balls!
It's all up in your face.
They smell kinda like vinegar.
Vinaigrettes. Have we talked about vinegar nuts?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we talked about him. I don't know if we mentioned that he's vinegar nuts. Guy used to work at the radio station. He had a funk. We used to call him vinegar nuts. There you go. Story relayed.
Vinegar nuts. But you had many stories about that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I remember we told the one about how he learned that somebody in the office had cancer, and he said he was going to tell her a piece of good news every day. Because I was dating this white woman, and she had cancer, and she eventually died. How is that good news? I was dating a white woman.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you would say that to somebody. What? No. You're not supposed to say that. I was dating a white woman. What the fuck is wrong with you? Don't you know good news when you hear it?
Well, sir, enjoy your money ball.
And my chicken waffles.
And your chicken and waffles, Negro.
I will.
Oh, shit.
You enjoy
When's Andy going to be able to send me his audio so that I can edit into the show? hopefully sometime today.
You enjoy your sign
baby
language.
Sign language. Mm-hmm. I just signed a obscene gesture at you we can't see because it's radio.
Now, is this regular sign language? Like, you could sign to a deaf person, or is this just specifically for babies?
I believe this is regular American Sign Language.
Okay.
As opposed to Armenian Sign Language, which they're not teaching us. Because we're not hairy enough. Random racism for an ethnicity we haven't picked on yet.
So you could be walking around and be like, hey, grandpa.
Why am I talking to a grandpa?
I don't know. I just remember you told a story about you were trying to sign grandpa and you signed... They thought you signed great-grandpa.
Oh, great-grandpa because I was rolling up my sleeve. Yep.
Well, excellent. I remember our friend Rachel that used to go on the snowboarding trips.
Oh, yeah?
When you're at the station.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing sign language. Like, she would actually translate for classes.
Nice.
And she taught me a little bit, and I forgot. I think I remember Turtle.
I remember that from Ryan Stout's act.
Oh, maybe that's where I remember from.
Helicopter.
That's what else I remember, so I guess it was Ryan Stout's act. Why was that part of his act?
I can't remember what the punchline is either. I was just thinking that. I'm like, it's Turtle, helicopter, and then... Oh, then he was doing it wrong. And so Turtle is, you put one hand over your fist, but you have your thumb sort of sticking out, so it looks like your thumb is like the turtle head poking out of the shell that is your top hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he was doing it as, he goes, I would always get it mixed up. And he's like, Turtle? And he was fucking, you know, he's doing the finger fucking gesture. Nobody likes my turtle. I can't remember. It's probably a better joke than that because it's Ryan Stout. He's a good writer, but.
And then I actually quoted one of his jokes last night. Like, I named my penis. and call it Is It In.
Oh, wow. Classic. Classic.
Classic Ryan Stout.
He did a Doug Loves Movies.
What?
Yeah, well, but it was one of the ones you have to pay for.
Oh. You pay for those, or you just knew you did?
No, he just mentioned it on a recent show. And he was like, and Ryan Stout was there. I was like, oh, shit, Ryan Stout. I know that motherfucker.
We used to hang out, me and Ryan Stout.
We were going all about.
He makes me want to shout.
He's got a lot of clout.
Get the fuck out.
And he never punches me in the snout.
That is a good friend indeed.
I didn't rhyme. You fail. You lose the rap battle.
Hey, friend, you never punch me. Thanks.
All right, I think we padded the show enough.
All right.
All right, have a week.
Have a good week.
A good week. Oh, right, yes, yes, yes. Have a good week.
Just have a week. That's
Smodcast's sign-off.
Have a excellent, stupendous week.
I never realized Grammar Girls was, that's all.
Okay, what do you know what that song is? What are they saying in that song that plays at the end of her episodes?
They're singing?
Yeah, it's like, smart, 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 smart. So, I mean, I don't know what they're saying, so.
On the Grammar Girl podcast?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of music, I think at the end, but he's saying something.
I thought it was just that.
I think that's at the beginning, but I think at the end.
Oh.
It's one or the other. It's either it plays at the beginning or it plays at the end. Pretty sure it's the end.
Huh. I don't remember. I can't hear it in my head.
All right. Well, go listen. Let me know what you think. Or I could just tweet her.
Tweet her, yeah. Tweet her. Tweet her good.
All right.
You're doing it.
We're doing it. Not well, though.
We're failing it.
Bye, everybody.
We're crashing the queef.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. Tancast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
All right, guys, I'm back. Well, fuck me. Today is made of fail.